It's 10 minutes to 9 on Breakfast, and James Carlton has some newspaper headlines.
Yes, Fran, the Financial Review. Prime Minister digs in against IR reform. Gillard's blitz with New South Wales Labor right over Greens. That may be a bit of an over-description of the situation, but the story is this. The Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, yesterday ruled out meeting business demands for major changes to Labor's controversial Fair Work Act as she tried to shift away from last week's ALP attacks on the Greens. She told the New South Wales Labor Conference, and I have to say Labor is misspelt on the front page, L-A-B-O-U-R, I don't think so, but she told the conference that the existing workplace regime was a modern and fair system that has got the balance right. The Australian newspaper, Milne, exploits Gillard's silence. Julia Gillard yesterday attempted to sidestep escalating anti-Greens backlash in the ALP, avoiding the issue in a speech to its New South Wales conference, even as senior Labor figures in Victoria and Queensland sharpened their warnings against deals with the minor party. The Melbourne Age looking at abuse by carers. It's covered up, they say. More than 100 intellectually disabled people in a state-funded care are alleged to have suffered sexual abuse and other harm at the hands of their carers amid accusations that senior Victorian public servants are trying to cover up the incidents. The other big story in Melbourne, Nixon faces jail. Night of shame ends in weapons charge. This is the ex-player advocate. Bruised ex-fiancé made desperate 000 call, claims of serious assault and false imprisonment levelled against Ricky Nixon. The Canberra Times, school violence orders are failing. Victim support workers say court orders designed to protect students from bullying and bashings and so forth, the court orders have proved ineffective as schools struggle to enforce the conditions and failed to address school violence. Have a look at the Sydney Morning Herald. The PM picks her battle. Election focus on jobs. Julia Gillard has pushed industrial relations to the forefront as she seeks to define the next election as being about jobs, the economy and the workplace, and not just the carbon tax. A shark kill quandary in the West Australian. 5 deaths in 10 months, but still no firm plan to make our beaches safe. The Great White strikes again off the West Coast. The Hobart Mercury Hospital opens 28-bed unit, but it's only funded for 10, which means the shiny new ward is half empty. The Courier Mail says the Queensland Union, named Together, that's an amalgamation of the Clarks, the Public Service Union, the ASU, that union is itself cutting staff at the same time as it's criticising the LNP government for doing the same. Although I guess in the small defence of the union, given it represents public sector workers, if public sector people are getting sacked and not joining the union, they're running out of money, Fran.
Thanks very much, James. It's 7 minutes to 9 on Breakfast.